Today, we're going to be talking about food and St. Louis history. This is a very unique historical episode. This edition here is going to be some just new information to enlighten you about our city. Our city! St. Louis, yeah. Our city! Yeah! So, today, let's talk. So, this is Tracy, Ellis's best friend from Oklahoma. I know y'all don't know that, but pardon me, that's just a little bit too much information. Let me fix this. So, Lindsay Ellis, she is a communication specialist. She is a book author and also an editor. And today she's here to talk to us about her book and give you some facts about St. Louis. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. And thank you for wanting to share your book. Thank you for wanting to enlighten us on just some different things that we did not know. And I'm just interested to know more, and I just can't wait because I thought I knew a lot about St. Louis, but evidently you got some bone stuff about it because the name of the book is called Bone Broth. Bone Broth. So Miss Ellis, tell us a little about you. Who is Miss Ellis? Who are you?
My name is Lindsay Ellis. I am originally born and raised in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I went to school for writing, spent some time in the Bay Area, California, came back at the time when I was writing the book, which has been over a decade of writing and researching for it. I did a lot of it in California, moved back and decided I needed to finish this up because, you know, I was home and I wanted to definitely get it out there into the world.
Okay. And so how long have you been writing? How long has it been a desire of yours to want to write?
Well, I've been writing all my life, probably since I was like 7. So I've been, you know, doing stories, trying to, you know, getting in spelling contests, winning all this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and, you know, just getting my stuff out there. I decided I was going to take it seriously, you know, after undergrad, and just, you know, kept on with it from there. Here we are.
Okay. And so basically, Bone Broth, what does that root from? Tell me, how did you come up with that title? And tell me a little bit of brief summary about the book. I know we're not going to get to know all about it because we're going to have to purchase that book.
Yes.
But however, tell us a little bit about bone broth. Tell me what that means.
Okay, great question. So Bone Broth is a novel. It's set in St. Louis, of course, and it's based on a woman, Justine Holmes. She's a widow. And she's just lost her husband. She's also a funeral thief. So you got to get the book to understand that. She's a funeral thief.
Okay.
And then she's a former activist.
Okay.
So, which is something she doesn't want known. Like, it's a hidden part of her life.
Okay.
And she has 3 grown children. The backdrop is the Ferguson unrest or whatnot. Her kids eventually uncover that she's, you know, had this past in St. Louis activism back in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring it to her. And, she, you know, this causes a whole riffraff. And she goes through this whole, you know, the kind of like an identity crisis. And it's really about her coming to terms and reconciling with her past.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So basically it's bringing up the root of things.
Yeah, exactly.
As I can see in your illustration here, you have the roots inside of this brain.
Yes. Yep.
So everything that's like the bloodstream is the roots of it all.
Exactly.
And that was my remix on it. So yeah, I'll be remixing stuff.
That, you hit it right on the head. And so bone broth, the way we came up with that title, bone broth is a healing recipe. I know some of y'all didn't have that. You know, it's a healing recipe. It's one of those comfort foods that a lot of people believe it's medicinal, and they take it in, you know, as a substitute for prescriptions or whatever. You can take it when you're having you got a cold or you got a flu or something like that. And it's supposed to heal you. You know, it's definitely supposed to be that healing. What people might not know, and what it took a while for me to research, was that bone broth, you could actually put different things in there besides meats or whatnot. And one of the things that a lot of people put in there is sassafras.
And what is sassafras?
Sassafras is a tea, or excuse me, is a tree.
Okay.
That's it has a lot of roots in southern Missouri mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use it for tea, which a lot of people do. I remember using it and drinking it as a kid a mm-hmm. lot. My mother used to always serve it. And it has a root beer taste to it.
Okay.
In fact, that's what's in root beer.
Mm.
So it's delicious. And you can see the trees. I'm not sure where exactly they are in this part of Missouri, mm-hmm. but I know you could probably find them at, of course, the Missouri Botanical Garden. They probably okay. have them. So the way it plays out in the book is she, and without giving you everything,
okay.
I'll just give you a little teaser. Mm-hmm. She extracts a lot of root, the sassafras, from the sassafras tree that's in her neighbor's yard, like across the street.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with that, the only thing with sassafras root is you have to be careful because if you use too much of it,
it's concentrated.
It can be poisonous.
Oh, wow.
And so I will leave it there because there is a turn, there's a twist to that. So
that's
how we came up with that. But yeah, it's about getting to the root of not only the recipes, but the root of her identity as the main character in this book and just the root of this family that's, you know, going through a lot of things, you know, in St. Louis at the time.
Mm-hmm. Because St. Louis, you know, we have a lot to do with food, you know, food in St. Louis, you know, we came up with the World's Fair back in the 1900s.
Yes.
And we came up with, iced tea, cotton candy, club sandwiches, hot dogs and hamburgers.
Ooh, butter cake.
All of that stuff yeah. we invented here yeah. in St. Louis. And also we had a Miss Annie Malone. She was a skilled chemist mm-hmm. who came up with a hair product for black mm-hmm. women.
Yeah.
And she quickly became a millionaire because she knew what it took to keep our hair healthy and exactly. straight, and she took off. She took off. And so the food in St. Louis history, how does that link up? Well, we've invented a lot of foods that's all around the world right now. And we have some things such as St. Louis-style pizza,
hey.
St. Louis-style ribs.
Hey.
And then speaking of bone broth, I use a lot of bone broth in a lot of my soups and stews and stuff like that. So you got a lot of nutrients inside of bones
yes.
that, you know,
yes.
extract into the water to be, you know, of a good nutrient for us as well.
Very healing.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So I do have a couple of questions for you. I'm not going to take up too much of your time.
Okay.
But we do need to know a little bit more about this book.
All right.
But we're going to have to get the information from her at the end of this segment, so we can figure out how to get the book, learn more about it, and put it in our everyday book collection. Because the more you know, you sow and you blow. You let people know what you know. Information is priceless. You know, you can get far in life with a little bit of knowledge. You know, if you know somebody that knows somebody, that's great. But if you know a lot, you can teach everybody. And then you'll get your blessings back in return.
Amen.
So, Miss Ellis, I have a question for you.
All righty.
How long have you been writing from the heart? I know when you were little, you were writing like just because, you know, it was fun to do, you were good at it. But when did you decide to sit down and come up with some St. Louis stuff
mm-hmm.
to merge together to put in the book for you to want to represent today? You're kind of an entrepreneur
mm-hmm.
or a book author.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what made you want to be a book author and just why?
I mean, it's such a packed question. And I mean, I think you hit it on the head earlier when you said just the knowledge is just so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
It's invaluable and it is priceless. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm kind of ashamed of it, but
don't be ashamed.
When I left, I didn't find out a lot about St. Louis history until I left here. And that's the irony of it.
Okay.
And I'm just like, wow, I've been here, you know, raised all my life like so many people. And it's just like we hear about everybody else's history, which is great. And it's I started having these questions in grad school, like, well, where do we fit into that? You
mm-hmm.
know, where does St. Louis fit into that? Where does the communities of color, black community fit into that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what kind of drove me, you know, in terms of writing this book and in terms of just I've done like a lot of short stories and stuff on some essays or whatnot. And that's all, even if I'm not specifically writing about St. Louis, which a lot of my work is rooted in the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
That's always at the heart of it. Like, you know, what, you know, how can I put this in a way that it'll be valuable to others? Like you said, teaching others. So,
mm-hmm.
Without it sounding heady or know-it-all-ish,
mm-hmm.
you know, putting it in, making it human, humanizing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Humanizing. You hear that? Humanizing everything. It's just like we're getting ready to humanize the idea of some good food selections in St. Louis, because I got some new ideas. So you all just stay tuned, because I got some good recipes that's going to generate from what we already invented here in St. Louis. What has inspired you, or who has inspired you, may I ask, to be a book writer? Is there someone that you looked up to that was a book writer, or did you have some type of inspiration from a family member or outside family member, or did you have someone that you admired? And I know there's three questions in the one, I know.
No, yeah, that's fine. I would say first and foremost, my family, my mother and my father, she's a music artist.
Continue.
She's a musician. And her, you know, most of that side of the family is musicians. I didn't get that in my blood, but it came out in a different way. So, I definitely would say, like, just the artistic side of that just, you know, really, really influenced me. And also I was raised in the church, like a lot of people, you know, and so the Black church, I think, really influenced me, and just having these type of maternal figures in my life, you know, just the mothers on the mother's board and the deaconesses and the choir directors and, you know, and the teachers, Sunday school teachers, all of that, you know, was part of that. It's part of my admiration. And then I think lastly is the literary ancestors. The Toni K. Bombards, the Toni Morrisons, you know, Alice Walkers, and, you know, everybody that's come before me, the James Baldwins, you know, those are all people that I look up to in the literary world. So just reading their works really, really taught me a lot. I really am thankful.
Now that's good, because you can't get that good soul unless you go to the root of everything, and you get a better understanding of everything you do your research.
Yes.
And just like I'm going to do some research when I look at this book, I have a few other books that I read, and they are very true to me. Like, I don't want to just read a book if it don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
And so it's like, just the title in itself did some justification for me. And I just want to, you know, congratulate you on just being patient enough to make the book. Because, you know, you're young and you're a Black female, you could have been off into a whole bunch of other little riffraff.
Yeah,
and girl, you're a book writer.
It was hard.
You're a whole book writer. Okay, and so a few more questions, and I know I have one that I have to ask all of my interviewees.
Okay.
The pandemic. How has it affected your mental and your everyday living?
So I will start by saying, when this first happened, I was very, you know, everything was shut down, and, you know, people were kind of, you know, anxious about it, and I'm an introvert at heart, so I was like, oh, you know, this is cool, this is, you know, a different way. I can't go out, but, you know, I can be a homebody at times. So I said, well, this will give me more, you know, inspiration to write. It'll give me more time to write. I'm working from home now. And then a few months later, it was just like, okay, you know, everybody's twiddling their thumbs, so to speak. And it gave me a way, in order to kind of reduce my anxiety over the situation of, you know, all the catastrophic, you know, changes or the events, people dying and people, you know, losing their loved ones and, you know, people losing their jobs, whatever. It made me really think in different ways of how creativity has kind of, I guess, instilled in me a comfort, a way I could move forward. So it definitely, I would say, during this time, I've come to think of, you know, other ways to be creative. I'm gardening now a lot. So, and we can go on a whole different conversation with that and food.
You know what? I just started to do that. I just planted me some cilantro, basil, and some cucumber seeds. A good friend of mine, she gave me this little margarita kit.
Okay.
And I just opened the box up, and it was some herbs to plant. And I got it sitting right now on my windowsill. But that is fun.
It is. I never would have thought. And, you know, my father and his side of the family, they're all into that, being from the South, from Mississippi. But I never thought I would have a green thumb. And I can't even attest to having a green thumb yet, but I'm, you know, I'm getting there somewhere.
That's okay. That's okay. And I did. Let me not forget to mention Mr. Tyrone Jones.
Yes.
Shout out to you, Mr. Jones. You recommended me to speak with Miss Ellis. Yes. And I'm glad that I did, because I have a new book to read. And I also have a new friend to add to my list. And also just a new circle of people to engage with about St. Louis, the community projects that I'll be doing, and how we can just share each other's gifts. You know, be an example to other young entrepreneurs in St. Louis or maybe in other merging cities. So thanks again, Mr. Tyrone. Shout out to you. Miss Lindsay, how can people reach you if they want to get this book and learn more about the book? How can they get it, and what are your platforms?
Sure. So they can get this book at my publisher's website. It's Hidden Timber Books. So they can just go to Hidden, HIDDEN, Timber, TIMBER, Books, BOOKS, .com. And then you can also find me on my website, www.lindsayellis.com, my name. I'm also on Instagram at LYElliswrites, on Twitter at LYEllis. And then I have a Facebook page specifically for the book, if you want to, you know, subscribe to that, at just bonebroth:anovel. Write that.
Okay, did y'all get that? If you didn't get that, you can go back to this audio of this podcast or also on the Facebook Live and get that information. Again, I have been speaking with Miss Lindsay Ellis. She is the author of Bone Broth, and it's a very interesting book. It's a novel, and it's also a funeral thief, mm-hmm. You say?
Funeral thief, activist, and a widow.
Now, was she African-American, correct?
Yes, this family is black.
Uh-oh, this family is black, and we must do black, right?
Yes,
we must do black. Because black is the root of all the colors.
Got it.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
You teaching that.
The black is the root of all the colors. And, you know, this food and St. Louis history, it just goes together. And you have not had any of my entrees as of yet, because I just met with you, but you will have plenty of opportunities to order food from me. I have additional things I will be adding to my menu, but I think that you will love some of my entrees. Uh-huh. By the looks of you, you look real natural and earthy, so I know that I have something that you would like and engage in. And I do thank you again for reaching out. And anytime you want to talk about another book that you may write, or if you want to have like a bonus conversation about the book and how it's doing, just give your fans and audience some feedback about, you know, the journey of your book, come talk to me. And then we can eat and chat and talk.
All right.
So again, Facebook friends and families and podcast listeners, I have been sitting here with Miss Lindsay Ellis. She is a community activist. She is also an editor and a book author. And the name of her book is Bone Broth. Thanks so much, Miss Ellis.
Thank you, Miss Niecy.
You have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too.